DW.
The mood is upbeat in Rundu, a small town in northeastern Namibia. No one here is talking about the fact that the ground in this area might contain huge amounts of oil and gas, or what that could mean for the local community. The Canadian company Recon Africa is set to start drilling oil wells near the Okavango River, straddling the border between Namibia and Botswana.
Located on the west coast of the southern cone of Africa, Namibia is one of the hottest emerging areas for oil and gas exploration.
In a promotional video on the firm's website, geoscientist Bill Cathy says the economic prospects are exciting.
We have never seen a sedimentary basin with this depth or this size that hasn't produced vast quantities of hydrocarbons. And that gives us a lot of hope for the Kavango going forward.
We expect to confirm the existence of a working hydrocarbon system. The sky's the limit for this company when we do that.
Crude oil is basically a mixture of hydrocarbons, oil that probably means a lot of money. Recon Africa expects to extract 2 billion barrels of oil initially, and that's not taking into account the even higher potential in deeper layers of rock. But while this is likely to please the investors and the company, it's alarming for local environmentalists. The Kavango Basin is an ecologically sensitive and protected area that supplies the Okavango Delta in neighboring Botswana with water. Here's one activist from the Fridays for Future movement in Windhoek.
I'm very worried about it because I study conservation, especially in the area that they're planning to do it, because it's the Okavango Basin. That's where we have like our biggest elephant populations. That's where we have most of our water bodies.
The Namibian government has dismissed concerns about potential environmental damage. The Canadian company will initially drill 3 boreholes, each measuring about 30 centimeters wide. That's all, the government says. The Ministry of Environment stresses the drilling is slated for an area 80 kilometers south of the Okavango River and 40 kilometers from the closest national park. More than 250 kilometers will lie between the planned holes and the world-famous Okavango Delta in Botswana. But that's exactly what Michael Matlapeng from the Botswana environmental organization Chole Trust is worried about.
That area is mainly reserved for tourism purposes. And that will impact Botswana's side because there are animals around that area. And so that basically would disturb the animals living around that area. It will disturb the ecosystem as well.
When it comes to tourism, the Kavango-Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation Area, a protected zone larger than Germany, could suffer from the impacts of oil drilling. There are also people here who depend on fishing for survival. According to the Namibian government, the exploratory drilling does not mean that fracking will follow or that oil and gas will be extracted. Still, Annette Hübschler, a senior research fellow at the University of Cape Town's Global Risk Governance Program, has reservations.
Oil rigs won't be an attractive, an attraction to international tourists that we need so badly in the current environment. At this stage, it's all good and fine to be exploring for oil and gas, but I don't think we have actually considered the long-term impacts on climate change, on local people, and even like looked at lessons learned from elsewhere in the world.
Recon Africa did not respond to our request for an interview, but the company's website offers more concrete details than what has so far been confirmed by the Namibian government. The company says it secured a 90% stake in a petroleum exploration license that covers the entire Kavango Basin, an area of around 6.3 million acres or 25,000 square kilometers. Recon Africa also says it holds a 100% stake of the license to drill in Botswana. Verushka, an environmental activist from Windhoek, says the plans should be viewed with caution.
As long as you're drilling, as long as you're exploring for oil, you will have plans to drill for the oil. And we're saying, don't do it. We're saying no, for the lives of the communities, for the lives of the last refuge of the sand people, for the biodiversity, for the sustainable ecotourism there. All the reasons, we're saying no. Not today, not tomorrow, not in 10 years. Just don't do it.
The drilling equipment will be shipped from Houston, Texas to Walvis Bay in Namibia in October. Work on the three exploratory wells in the Kavango Basin is planned for the end of 2020. Recon Africa says it has secured a license to extract oil from the Kavango Basin for 25 years if exploratory wells prove successful.
DW.